In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Here is a surah which we have revealed and enjoined, and wherein we have revealed plain tokens that haply ye may take heed. The adulterer and the adulteress, scourge ye each one of them with 100 stripes. And let not pity for the twain withhold you from obedience to Allah, if ye believe in Allah and the last day. And let a party of believers witness their punishment. The adulterer shall not marry save an adulteress or an idolatress, and the adulteress none shall marry save an adulterer or an idolater. All that is forbidden unto believers. And those who accuse honorable women but bring not 4 witnesses, scourge them with 80 stripes, and never afterward accept their testimony. They indeed are evil doers. Save those who afterward repent and make amends. For such, lo, Allah is forgiving, merciful. As for those who accuse their wives, but have no witnesses except themselves, let the testimony of one of them be 4 testimonies, swearing by Allah that he is of those who speak the truth. And yet a 5th, invoking the curse of Allah on him if he is of those who lie. And it shall avert the punishment from her if she bear witness before Allah 4 times that the thing he saith is indeed false. And a 5th time that the wrath of Allah be upon her if he speaketh truth. And had it not been for the grace of Allah and his mercy unto you, and that Allah is clement, wise, ye had been undone. Lo, they who spread the slander are a gang among you. Deem it not a bad thing for you. Nay, it is good for you. Unto every man of them will be paid that which he hath earned of the sin. And as for him among them who had the greater share therein, his will be an awful doom. Why did not the believers, men and women, when ye heard it, think good of their own folk, and say, it is a manifest untruth? Why did they not produce 4 witnesses? Since they produce not witnesses, they verily are liars in the sight of Allah. Had it not been for the grace of Allah and his mercy unto you in the world and the hereafter, an awful doom had overtaken you for that whereof ye murmured. When ye welcomed it with your tongues and uttered with your mouths that whereof ye had no knowledge, ye counted it a trifle. In the sight of Allah it is very great. Wherefore, when ye heard it, said ye not, it is not for us to speak of this. Glory be to thee, O Allah. This is awful calumny. Allah admonisheth you that ye repeat not the like thereof ever, if ye are in truth believers. And he expoundeth unto you his revelations. Allah is knower, wise. Lo, those who love that slander should be spread concerning those who believe, theirs will be a painful punishment in the world and the hereafter. Allah knoweth, ye know not. Had it not been for the grace of Allah and his mercy unto you, and that Allah is clement, merciful, ye had been undone. O ye who believe, follow not the footsteps of the devil. Unto whomsoever followeth the footsteps of the devil, lo, he commandeth filthiness and wrong. Had it not been for the grace of Allah and his mercy unto you, not one of you would ever have grown pure. But Allah causeth whom he will to grow. Allah is hearer, knower. And let not those who possess dignity and ease among you swear not to give to the near of kin and to the needy, and to fugitives for the cause of Allah. Let them forgive and show indulgence. Yearn ye not that Allah may forgive you? Allah is forgiving, merciful. Lo, as for those who traduce virtuous, believing women who are careless, cursed are they in the world and the hereafter. Theirs will be an awful doom. On the day when their tongues and their hands and their feet testify against them as to what they used to do, on that day Allah will pay them their just due, and they will know that Allah, He is the manifest truth. Vile women are for vile men, and vile men for vile women. Good women are for good men, and good men for good women. Such are innocent of that which people say, for them is pardon and a bountiful provision. O ye who believe, enter not houses other than your own without first announcing your presence, and invoking peace upon the folk thereof. That is better for you, that ye may be heedful. And if ye find no one therein, still enter not until permission hath been given. And if it be said unto you, Go away again, then go away. For it is purer for you. Allah knoweth what ye do. It is no sin for you to enter uninhabited houses, wherein is comfort for you. Allah knoweth what ye proclaim and what ye hide. Tell the believing men to lower their gaze and be modest. That is purer for them. Lo, Allah is aware of what they do. And tell the believing women to lower their gaze and be modest, and to display of their adornment only that which is apparent, and to draw their veils over their bosoms, and not to reveal their adornment save to their own husbands or fathers or husbands' fathers, or their sons or their husbands' sons, or their brothers or their brothers' sons or sisters' sons, or their women or their slaves, or male attendants who lack vigor, or children who know naught of women's nakedness. And let them not stamp their feet so as to reveal what they hide of their adornment. And turn unto Allah together, O believers, in order that ye may succeed. And marry such of you as are solitary and the pious of your slaves and maidservants. If they be poor, Allah will enrich them of his bounty. Allah is of ample means, aware. And let those who cannot find a match keep chaste till Allah give them independence by his grace. And such of your slaves as seek a writing of emancipation, write it for them if ye are aware of aught of good in them, and bestow upon them of the wealth of Allah, which he hath bestowed upon you. Force not your slave girls to whoredom, that ye may seek enjoyment of the life of the world, if they would preserve their chastity. And if one force them, then unto them, after their compulsion, lo, Allah will be forgiving, merciful. And verily we have sent down for you revelations that make plain and the example of those who passed away before you, an admonition unto those who ward off evil. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. The similitude of his light is as a niche wherein is a lamp. The lamp is in a glass. The glass is, as it were, a shining star. This lamp is kindled from a blessed tree, an olive neither of the east nor of the west, whose oil would almost glow forth of itself, though no fire touched it. Light upon light, Allah guideth unto his light whom he will, and Allah speaketh to mankind in allegories, for Allah is knower of all things. This lamp is found in houses which Allah hath allowed to be exalted, and that his name shall be remembered therein. Therein do offer praise to him at morn and evening. Men whom neither merchandise nor sale beguileth from remembrance of Allah and constancy in prayer and paying to the poor their due, who fear a day when hearts and eyeballs will be overturned, that Allah may reward them with the best of what they did and increase reward for them of his bounty. Allah giveth blessings without stint to whom he will. As for those who disbelieve, their deeds are as a mirage in a desert. The thirsty one supposeth it to be water till he cometh unto it, and findeth it naught, and findeth in the place thereof Allah, who payeth him his due. And Allah is swift at reckoning. Or is darkness on a vast abysmal sea? There covereth him a wave, above which is a wave, above which is a cloud, layer upon layer of darkness. When he holdeth out his hand, he scarce can see it. And he for whom Allah hath not appointed light, for him there is no light. Hast thou not seen that Allah, he it is whom all who are in the heavens and the earth praise, and the birds in their flight? Of each he knoweth verily the worship and the praise, and Allah is aware of what they do. And unto Allah belongeth the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth, and unto Allah is the journeying. Hast thou not seen how Allah wafteth the clouds, then gathereth them, then maketh them layers, and thou seest the rain come forth from between them? He sendeth down from the heaven mountains wherein is hail, and smiteth therewith whom he will, and averteth it from whom he will. The flashing of his lightning all but snatcheth away the sight.
Allah causeth the revolution of the day and the night. Lo, herein is indeed a lesson for those who see. Allah hath created every animal of water. Of them is a kind that goeth upon its belly, and a kind that goeth upon two legs, and a kind that goeth upon four. Allah createth what he will. Lo, Allah is able to do all things. Verily, we have sent down revelations and explained them. Allah guideth whom he will unto a straight path. And they say, we believe in Allah and the Messenger, and we obey. Then, after that, a faction of them turn away. Such are not believers. And when they appeal unto Allah and his Messenger to judge between them, lo, a faction of them are averse. But if right had been with them, they would have come unto him willingly. Is there in their hearts a disease, or have they doubts, or fear they, lest Allah and his Messenger should wrong them in judgment? Nay, but such are evildoers. The saying of all true believers when they appeal unto Allah and his Messenger to judge between them is only that they say, we hear and we obey, and such are the successful. He who obeyeth Allah and his Messenger and feareth Allah and keepeth duty unto him, such indeed are the victorious. They swear by Allah solemnly that if thou order them, they will go forth. Say, swear not. Known obedience is better. Lo, Allah is informed of what... Say, obey Allah and obey the Messenger. But if ye turn away, then it is for him to do only that wherewith he hath been charged, and for you to do only that wherewith ye have been charged. If ye obey him, ye will go aright. But the Messenger hath no other charge than to convey the message plainly. Allah hath promised such of you as believe and do good works, that he will surely make them to succeed the present rulers in the earth, even as he caused those who were before them to succeed others, and that he will surely establish for them their religion, which he hath approved for them, and will give them in exchange safety after their fear. They serve me, they ascribe nothing as partner unto me. Those who disbelieve henceforth, they are the miscreants. Establish worship, and pay the poor due, and obey the Messenger, that haply ye may find mercy. Think not that the disbelievers can escape in the land. Fire will be their home, a hapless journey's end. O ye who believe, let your slaves, and those of you who have not come to puberty, ask leave of you at three times before they come into your presence, before the prayer of dawn, and when ye lay aside your raiment for the heat of noon, and after the prayer of night, three times of privacy for you. It is no sin for them or for you at other times, when some of you go round attendant upon others, if they come into your presence without leave. Thus Allah maketh clear the revelations for you. Allah is knower, wise. And when the children among you come to puberty, then let them ask leave even as those before them used to ask it. Thus Allah maketh clear his revelations for you. Allah is knower, wise. As for women past childbearing who have no hope of marriage, it is no sin for them if they discard their outer clothing in such a way as not to show adornment. But to refrain is better for them. Allah is hearer, knower. No blame is there upon the blind, nor any blame upon the lame, nor any blame upon the sick, nor on yourselves if ye eat from your houses, or the houses of your fathers, or the houses of your mothers, or the houses of your brothers, or the houses of your sisters, or the houses of your father's brothers, or the houses of your father's sisters, or the houses of your mother's brothers, or the houses of your mother's sisters, or from that whereof ye hold the keys, or from the house of a friend. No sin shall it be for you whether ye eat together or apart. But when ye enter houses, salute one another with a greeting from Allah, blessed and sweet. Thus Allah maketh clear his revelations for you, that haply ye may understand. They only are the true believers who believe in Allah and his Messenger. And when they are with him on some common errand, go not away until they have asked leave of him. Lo, those who ask leave of thee, those are they who believe in Allah and his Messenger. So if they ask thy leave for some affair of theirs, give leave to whom thou wilt of them. and ask for them forgiveness of Allah. Lo, Allah is forgiving, merciful. Make not the calling of the messenger among you as your calling one of another. Allah knoweth those of you who steal away, hiding themselves. And let those who conspire to evade orders beware, lest grief or painful punishment befall them. Lo, verily unto Allah belongeth whatsoever is in the heavens and the earth. He knoweth your condition, and he knoweth the day when they are returned unto him, so that he may inform them of what they did. Allah is the knower of all things.